Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. You know, I'm taking the clarinet and everything. I just, it just keeps on. I just always have the busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me again, as he does, is a writer. He is the biggest writer at the biggest website of its type in, I guess on the planet. And that would have to be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
So we're going to open up with this. You, another part of the FOIA database that you continue to build? I mean, did you have to obtain this via the FOIA request that you guys put out there?
Well, what happened is that in September of this year, I published the sort of bare bones of this story that we got from the Freedom of Information Act request. And so we published this on September 7th. Not this story precisely, but the bare bones of it, you know, what was shown in the Freedom of Information Act. There were no names. All the names were redacted. And there were many details that I was interested in, which just weren't there. And it's from events that happened in 1983. But it shows the power of publishing something of public interest and of the Internet. Because Ameland was contacted by one of the people intimately involved in stopping that polar bear attack in 1983, and they passed the information on to me, and I contacted Dana, who is now retired, and won't give his last name, and he was the person who shot the polar bear, and who initially sounded the alarm about the attack as he watched his colleague get knocked down by the polar bear and then dragged away. So it's got interesting, I find it fascinating information about what happened from somebody who was there at the time. Now, he's since retired, and he lives in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The province of Alberta, in the country of Canada. He was only 18 years old when he was up there, when the polar bear attack happened. 18 years old. And he was able to apply and get a job as a roustabout because his father was a foreman at the Pan-Arctic base camp. The man who was chopped by the polar bear and almost eaten was 30 years old. His name was Gary Edmonds. We haven't been able to find him or contact him. So on the attack occurred on December 18th, 1983. And the camp, it was on King Christmas Island, which is way far in the North Arctic of Canada. It's very remote. You know, the access to camp by twin-engine Otter plane And my understanding is about 200 miles from that camp to the next nearest habitation of any kind. Now, the camp had only been open for like 2 days because they run these generally in the winter time when the ice is firm, because then they can drill easier out over the water. You know, when the ocean freezes up, that's a good time to check for oil. At when you're going through the ice, you have a natural platform. You don't have to build a separate one. But ordinarily, they would have dogs at these camps to warn of polar bears. But since the camp had just barely opened up, there weren't any dogs there yet. Otherwise, they probably would have provided some warning about these polar bears. And Gary, the man who was mauled, he was new to the camp as well. So he didn't know the full layout of the camp yet, and he made a mistake when he was hauling out garbage. He thought the garbage was to the right, but actually it was to the left. So it was like a little channel or alley between the camp layout, the buildings, so that you went out of this kind of a windbreak probably, and then you could take either a left or a right. Well, he should have taken a right. I mean, he should have taken a left, but he took a right. And that took him to the area where the sump for the camp was, where they dumped their waste water and such. So Dana was out with him, and he saw him go to the right, but he had his own stuff to do, and he was fairly new there, too. And he had grown up on a farm in northern Alberta. He had hunted deer with his father's 303 British rifle, which is a bolt-action rifle, before he signed on to the Panarctic. So he knew how to operate a bolt-action rifle, and there was only one rifle on King Christian Island, and that happened to be a bolt-action with open sights, which makes sense because back then scopes were not quite as good as they are now, and it's not, I can tell you from experience at that era, it's not a good idea to have a warm rifle in a room and then take it out into sub-zero temperatures. It can easily frost up. There's even potential problems with thermal shock or with breaching the seal so that you get outside air inside the scope. Now, Dana was kind enough to send me a picture of him with a buck he shot when he was very young. I mean, he looks like it. He probably was a teenager. How young a teenager, I'm not sure, but he looks young in the photograph, and he's got this big buck in the back of a pickup truck on the picture. So, as I was saying, at the Panarctic camp on King Christian Island, Dana lost sight of Gary. Then he heard him yelling and saw him coming back around the corner with the bear after him. Dana rushed to the camp building where there was a door to get in, and he paused at the door and looked back, and he saw the bear swat Gary across the legs and knock him down and then grab him and start dragging him up. And Dana charged into the building. He woke up the radio operator and informed him what was going on. Then Gary came back out. He grabbed the rifle, which was a 308 or a 30F6 bolt action, doesn't remember for certain, got back outside, and he fired a couple of shots into the air. I mean, there's dual purposes for this. I mean, it could help alert people that there is something nasty going on, and then just a possibility that it would scare the bears away. But he said that shooting into that extremely cold air up into it,
hang on there.
The sounds are not very loud.
Hang on for me. Listening to the story. This happens every time. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When we last left off, we were back in December of 1983 talking about a polar bear attack and the details that went along with it. And I had to interrupt. Dean, please, if you would, pick that up.
Yes. So, as we said, Dana, who is this 18-year-old roustabout up at the Panarctic site, saw the bear attack his friend, saw him start dragging him off, and he charged into the building, woke up the radio operator, told him what was going on, grabbed a rifle, came back outside and fired a couple of shots into the air. But he said they didn't sound very loud because they just dissipated up into this cold Arctic air very rapidly. And that is possible, I can tell you as a meteorologist. Now, alerted by the radio operator, everyone at the camp came to help search for Gary and the polar bear. Dana pointed out where he thought the polar bear had gone when it had dragged Gary back around the corner. The driver of a front-end loader went looking because his vehicle had more mobility in the snow, and he found the bear and Gary first. Now, the bear was actually lying on top of this new prey it had grabbed, and when it was dragging him off, the yearling cub had tried to bite Gary and dispute him with the mother, but the mother had chased, the sow had chased the cub off. And then when the front end loader found the bear and Gary, the sow was actually lying on top of Gary as if to hide him. And he saw her, and he went up, and with the forks of the front end loader, and pretty big, he actually sort of fought the polar bear and drove it off with the machine. I mean, if you ever saw a movie in the Alien, one of the Alien series, the heroine fights off this killer alien with a machine.
Right, a loader.
She's used to, yeah. And so it was kind of like a scene out of that movie. So as one of the things the loader operator does as he's fighting the bear with the loader, and he manages to get Gary to, even though an arm is broken and he's pretty chewed up, he manages to get and climb up onto the loader so that he's protected there. And he's been honking his horn because he hoped that would help scare off the bear. Well, after he got Dana up onto the machine and it hit the bear a couple of times with the forks of the loader, it started moving away. Well, while this was going on, Dana was waiting for the foreman to show up in a pickup truck. Then when it showed up, he jumped in. Remember, he's the only one in camp who is armed with a rifle. He has the only rifle in camp. He's 18 years old. Then they hear the front end loader honking. And they believe, you know, that's where the action's at. So they take off toward where the front end loader is. And they see the polar bear starting to leave. And Dana shoots at the sow and basically destroys its lower jaw, and then it's gone. Remember, in December and January, north of the Arctic Circle, it's dark all the time. The sun never comes up. So it's just dark. The yearling cub was about 30, 40 yards away, and it runs off as well, but in a different direction. So after Gary was medevaced back to Edmonton, and the wounded bear had been tracked down and killed by Eskimos brought in for the purpose, Panarctic offered to short-circuit Dana's shift to go home. He was running on a 2 weeks on, 1 week off shift. And he just started. They'd only been there a couple days. But he decided he would stay and finish out the shift. They were paying pretty well. But he told me that was a mistake. Panarctic only had one rifle. And they weren't about to let this 18-year-old carry it around with him when he's doing his chores. And it's dark all the time. The only light comes from the stars, the moon, or artificial light. And he had to operate outside. outside a lot to do his work. And one of the things he had to do was to lay out runway lights, which were kind of smudge pots. They're made by toilet paper in a can with diesel fuel on the toilet paper, soaking up the toilet paper. And then he would light those with a lighter. And he said while he was doing this stuff, he always imagined a polar bear just out of the reach of the light waiting for an opportunity. And I can't blame him. And of course, this being Canada and a partnership, private government partnership, they did not allow any sidearms on the site. And they searched all their luggage when they went up to the Panarctic site to make sure they didn't bring a gun of their own or a sidearm, a handgun of any kind. Well, Dana stayed working for Panarctic for about another 6 or 7 years. And during that time, he actually, they had to kill another bear, but he wasn't there when it happened. And this bear, they tried to chase it off, I imagine, with dogs and machines, and it just wouldn't go. You know, it just kept coming back. Well, you don't want to have a living landmine like that hanging around your site. How are you supposed to get any work done? And it was obviously a danger. And so they had to put that bear down. And Dana was the one who skinned it out. And he has this great picture that is included in the article of him after he skinned out this polar bear inside an equipment shop. Big, you know, some type of big equipment tire or wheel in the background, and he skinned out this bear. And after he'd worked there for about 6 or 7 years, he quit. He'd gotten married. He wanted to be closer to home. Gee, wonder why.
Yeah.
And eventually he became a welder. But he had a cardiac arrest event 2 years ago, and now he is retired. But he's still a hunter. This last year, he harvested 2 deer and a moose, and he uses a .338 Winchester Magnum in a Browning bolt action, a medallion rifle, with a Boss muzzle brake attached,
right,
and a burst eliminator scope.
I know there's a little bit more to this. We're coming up on the next break, and you can finish that up when we get back. This article is at ammoland.com, just like 2,100 plus other articles by Dean. It's got to be getting close to 2,200 by now. I've been saying that for a while. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. NBC News reporting that aides to President Biden have found at least one additional batch of classified documents. These materials found in a different location than the ones found in the office last November. A computer error being blamed for an FAA system outage this morning that left a lot of aircraft on the tarmac. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there is no indication it was a cyber attack.
As you might imagine, a critical system like this has a lot of redundancy built into it with backups. So we need to understand why, with all of that redundancy, it still rose to the level that there had to be a ground stop lasting about an hour and a half.
He also said the system is periodically updated and upgraded, although he wonders if the system is efficient efficient enough moving forward. Damage in California could top $1 billion as a result of the storms that have been pummeling the state. Severe weather has not let up since the beginning of the new year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about a polar bear attack. I know we've got a little bit more to round this story out. So go ahead and let's hear about that real quick, Dean, because there's a little twist to the story as we go out the door with it.
Yes. Gary, he was mauled, the man who was mauled. He underwent a lot of surgeries, and Dana said that he saw his scalp was hanging off in strips and saw tendons and bones in his arm when he was hauled in. And Dana said he never wanted to go through another polar bear attack. And he's also unhappy with the current Trudeau administration. Trudeau is the current prime minister of Canada. And he's been aggressively pushing to ban and confiscate a lot of different models of guns. And Dana says, he said nearly everyone he knows voted against Prime Minister Trudeau. And particularly in the western provinces, but I imagine all over Canada, there's a lot of people who treasure their ability to keep and use firearms. And Dana wondered, why was there so little coverage about the polar bear attack at the Panarctic Station in 1983? Well, my opinion is that the government didn't want the serious danger of polar bears made more obvious in the eyes of the public. They'd been declared endangered and were put under protection. Well, I don't think they were declared endangered yet, but they were put under protection in 1973, 10 years earlier. And there was very little coverage of the attack. There was a short article published in the Edmonton Journal on page 1 on December 20th, 1983, and that appears to be just about it. details on that attack would never have been known, aside from that little bit of local coverage, if not for the Freedom of Information Act request that was executed by Ameland after I conceived of it. So that's how it rounds out, and Dana doesn't think they need or should have any more gun control in Canada than what they already have.
With this Freedom of Information Act, which is really, it's bore a lot of fruit for you. When you went to Freddie about this, I mean, did you go to him or did he come to you? When did you guys decide to go after this? Because, the bear database you were beginning before that was coming along fairly well, but it has really exponentially grown.
It was. And, well, what happened is that Freddie had, and I had talked about, possible Freedom of Information Act requests. And I had, actually talked to him, and we had instituted a Freedom of Information Act request about grizzly bears in the lower 48. And we got a lot of good stuff out of that. Then I was doing research on polar bears, and I came across mentions of this database that was being maintained by, the Department of the Interior, somewhat. And then I saw that a famous polar bear researcher was complaining that she couldn't get access to the database. And so I started hunting around, and then I contacted Freddie, and he was more than happy to put in a request. And it takes a while for these things to go through. I think we put it in probably almost a year ago now. But eventually, they did come through. They had some questions. They insisted on redacting names. One of the weird things I thought was they insisted on redacting names of the researchers. Now, these guys are researching polar bears. What's the point of redacting their names? But part of it might be that this database had information from several different nations. Like they had information from Russia and Norway, Denmark. So it might be that there was some strings or they just thought that they shouldn't give out names. That's not really a big problem because we're interested in what happened, not necessarily the names of the people involved. But the person who made the comments in the database, there's a space for comments, they made sure their name was redacted, too. I just thought that was a little over the top. But we still found the database to be extremely valuable. And the nice thing, or a particular thing, is it's hard to get information on polar bear attacks because they occur in such remote areas and a lot of them, I'm convinced, happened before there was any easy communication or any easy way of recording that a polar bear attack had happened. And if you got essentially a Stone Age Eskimo gets killed or eaten by a polar bear, how does anybody know about it? It's kind of like when the tree falls in the forest thing. Nobody is there to record it. And the Eskimos were essentially illiterate. They didn't have any written language. Nothing comes of it. But we have a record of polar bear attacks going back a couple hundred years now with this database, the ones that were recorded. Some of them can be found in books and in accounts of exploration in the Arctic. Heck, I know one I just thought of it lately that's about... it's a book about living with the Eskimos in which the author records a polar bear attack that happened, I think it was about 1960 or so. It's not in the database. So there are many attacks that are out there just not recorded. So I'm not worried about running out of material eventually more and more start turning up. And then you make contacts, like I did with Dana. I mean, he called in. He said, that's the only place I've seen coverage of this attack. And so I was able to contact him, and we collaborated on this article. I did interviews and was able to make sure that the information, the facts in the article were correct. I mean, Dana was very helpful. I sent him a draft, and he found several errors. Well, when you're working with transitioning from fake names to real names and from a Freedom of Information Act dry government type report to a first person account, there's going to be some things you need to clear up and get right. And so that's what happened on this particular story.
Well, it's been very interesting to watch that develop. The stories you're coming up with now. And I think it's sort of indicative of how wild it still is out there, because who knows what happens that we never hear about in these wilderness areas.
I can tell you there's a lot of things. And for one thing, as more and more people
tell me about it in the next segment, because we've come up on the end of this one. And I'd like to hear about that, just because that I watch all of those. And we'll talk about that. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this article, this polar bear attack, it is at ammoland.com, along with 2,100 plus others for you to peruse and check out. Well worth your read, especially all of this stuff is all timeless. If it was interesting when you put it up, it'll be interesting when you find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I just had asked him a question. I watch a lot of shows, Dean, like it's something 411 about people getting disappearing in parks, national parks, and everything else. We don't, these wilderness areas are really, for the most part, unpoliced. When you go out there, you are literally on your own for the foreseeable future, right?
Yes. Some more so than others. In the Arctic, on the polar ice cap, you are really on your own. There's very little cell phone coverage. You can get some satellite coverage, but you're a long way from anywhere, and it's very difficult for somebody to get to you. And if you get chomped by a polar bear, and nobody knows exactly where you're at, when the ice melts, all the evidence is gone. It just, you know, goes into the ocean and drops down to the bottom. So it's the Arctic is one of those places where it's very easy, to have evidence disappear and evidence of bear attacks, not be recorded.
Satellite phones. That's really the thing, isn't it? I see these people going off, and I see people going out and doing things. And I mean, with what happened in Buffalo, which was a city area, you know?
Yeah.
And they were getting into cars and going out and doing very dangerous things, unprepared, and a lot of them lost their life, unfortunately. I just can't help but think that some of these people that go, when people are going into these wilderness areas, should they always be armed?
Well, I think it's a good thing if you're going to a place where there's large predators, particularly, but it doesn't really take a very large predator to put yourself in danger. I've recorded instances, and in the U.S., rabies is prevalent, and it does happen, where rabid raccoons, rabid bobcats, rabid coyotes, even non-rabbit coyotes, and even rabid beaver have attacked people. And if you have a rabid animal that's attacking you, it's no fun. They're persistent. It's just about impossible to stop them without killing them. And the easiest and best way to kill them from a distance is with a firearm. So I think it's prudent for people who are out and about in any kind of wild or semi-wild area to carry a firearm. And we see that in cities, the danger is more from people than from animals, but the most dangerous animals that are most common attacks by animals in cities are dogs. And you get a couple of pit bulls that don't like the fact that you're trotting by their, what they consider to be their turf. Again, they're very difficult to stop without a firearm. So I recommend people to carry in general. Of course, you want to be prudent. You can avoid a lot of danger by being alert and aware of your surroundings. You can try to avoid situations that are dangerous. You know, if you notice that there's a couple of pit bulls lunging at the end of a leash or that don't appear to be very secure in their yard, you might want to try to avoid that or at least move to the other side of the street. And what we're seeing is a fair number of people, they seem to be much more popular, are the giant breeds, the mastiffs. And some of those were bred as fighting and fierce hunting dogs. And they're huge, 200 pounds. That's even a large wolf. They're powerful, and they're very fast. They're hard to defend against with lesser weapons. Can be done, just not easy. So I think it's perfectly justified for people to carry firearms around. And it often changes your attitude. If you have thought about self-defense with firearms, you think about how important it is to be aware of your surroundings. And the people that I have taught and talked to almost invariably say that they're much more aware of their surroundings and much more careful about how they act once they start carrying a firearm, because they realize what a tremendous responsibility is to carry that ready use of deadly force. And they don't want to have to shoot somebody because it has all kinds of legal implications. Now, the legal implications are far less for animals than virtually every state that I've researched, and I understand it's virtually universal in the United States, have laws that say that if a dog, unsupervised by its owner, is causing problems like putting a human life or livestock in danger, like your own pet or your chickens or cows or horses, you can shoot the dog. And there have been many instances of that I've covered over the years. And people who own the dogs are often outraged. How dare you shoot my dog? It's a gentle dog. I would never do it. That dog would never attack anybody, as they see pictures of the dog's bloody mouth and dead chickens all over the place. Why, you know, just because it killed a few chickens, you had no reason to shoot it. It was running away when you shot it, I'm sure. And sometimes there's even video of this. So people should be aware that they are responsible for the actions of property they own, such as that has self-will, such as dogs or livestock. And if they are not exercising proper care, they can be liable for whatever damage those dogs create. And if they tear somebody up, you're going to be liable for the medical bills. And if they kill somebody, that's a whole nother ball of wax. So it's perfectly reasonable for people to carry protection. And as somebody said, and I don't remember who made the quote, it's not the odds of the bet, because the odds are hopefully you'll never be attacked by a dog. Or a wolf or a bear or a rabid bobcat. It's the pot. The pot, in this case, is all in. Your life, your health, everything. And with that pot, you need to be able to protect the pot, and that usually, or very often, will mean the ability to stop an attack by something else on you.
Never had thought of it in those terms, but I mean, everything seems pretty logical to me. At some point, I've been wondering if you're going to take a look at some of these disappearances and you know, it's conjecture, I know, but sometimes conjecture is sort of cool just because out there in the wild, these people that vanish.
They do, and sometimes you find indications there. I did a review on a book about wild animal attacks, and the person actually used some of my material in the book. They asked about it, and they talk about cases where basically the remains of human have been found out in the wild. I know that there's at least two cases up in Alaska that I know about where trappers were found.
Well, I tell you what, but before we go into this, we're coming up on the end of time. We can cover this before you take off to go to SHOT Show, and we will certainly do that. So thank you very much for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. And we will catch Mr. Weingarten one more time before he heads to Vegas. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.